Sally and Erica on Triple J.
Look, Tia, you've obviously had a huge 2 years and you've had some huge wins, as we did just mention. But back in 2016, when you told your classmates that you'd won the Unearth Thai Indigenous Initiative, you said they didn't seem too supportive. Why do you think people were hesitant to be excited for you?
Well, there's this thing in Australia called tall poppy syndrome. And like for people that don't know what that is, it's pretty much just like when there's people around you succeeding in something or doing well in like a career or whatever, I feel like a lot of Australians, it's hard for them to accept that, and there can become a lot of jealousy and bitterness sometimes. And for me, that's what I felt like it was when I was in school, and like it really sucked. And that's what like majority of the album's about as well. So there's songs on there that I wrote when I was like 15, and then there's songs that I'd finished writing at like the end of last year. And I think the way I wrote those songs was how I was feeling at the time. Like in the songs that I wrote, like my earlier songs, you can kind of tell that like I was feeling those emotions of like not feeling support from like my peers, or feeling like I was really alone in like the career, and like I wasn't sure if I wanted to keep doing it or whatever. And but then you like kind of listen to the songs that I've currently written and that are newer, and you can see the different take on the situation and just like how like I've kind of overcome that, and it's a lot easier for me to talk about, and I feel confident that I can talk about it now because I was way too scared to say anything while I was in school.
Yeah, totally. When you were 8 years old, you went to Thredbo and you saw someone perform at the festival there who made you want to be a musician. Who was that person?
Taylor Swift. Yeah. She was my girl. Yes. She was my idol.
Was or still is?
I think she's a guilty pleasure for me now.
Ah, work it, girl. I'm all about Tay Tay.
Love it.
So what was it about seeing Taylor Swift at 8 years old that made you want to be a musician?
Well, I was still very young then, and like when I saw her, I think it was her first trip over to Australia, and she was still in like the blue sequin dress and had the curly hair, you know, like that kind of stage of her career, and I just fell in love with her. And like when I was a kid, my parents always had the country music channel playing like just all day nonstop, and awesome. I'd see Love Story all the time and she was just such a dream, and I just wanted to be her.
And it looks like you're really heading there to being her. You're 18 years old and you've done a lot of touring, like so much touring with so many big names. Do you ever feel that there's an age gap with the people that you're on tour with?
Oh, 100%. I forget, like, I assume that people are my age, but then I kind of, like people tell me how old they are. I'm like, holy shit, like, you're
so
8 years
older
than me.
It's Sally and Erica on Triple J.